When it was already gone. She'd flown down 3 weeks ago to stand in the pretty little church in town and say her goodbyes to her grandmother. She'd stood in a pew with two of her three cousins, JJ and Lila, and wished that they were all still as close as they'd been when they were kids. She could have used the sort of easy intimacy they'd all taken for granted back then, leaning on each other's shoulders, crowding together in a closet in Grandma's house, giggling through a game of sardines. That kind of closeness had seemed far away to her then, wearing stiff black clothes that fit wrong and that she knew she would hate forever and never wear again. Still, it had been good that they were there, if sad that no one had seen their youngest cousin Bella in far too long. Kira was the only child of problematic parents, so she'd always viewed her cousins as her sisters. They knew things about her no one else did, or ever would. And at the funeral, no matter how they'd all grown apart, JJ and Lila had been the only members of her family she'd wanted to see, as well as providing an excellent buffer. There were ghosts Kira hadn't particularly wanted to face. Worse, there were her parents. Kira had spent the last 5 years trying her best to get over them as she forged her way through her very own adult life. Wasn't that the project of any woman in her 20s? It was certainly Kira's. And it was a project that a season spent in Grandma June's beloved old farmhouse could only accelerate. Kira had parked her car where she always had, hating that she was the only one here now. All she could hear was the sound of the wind blustering about over the hills and around the eaves of the house. The air was still cold, holding on to winter and the snow-capped mountains in the distance, but there was a softness in it that Kira chose to think was hope. She breathed in deep, then let it out slow, imagining that could clean her, clear her from the inside out. She was ready to be new. She was ready to take on her grandmother's challenge and spend her season here. Each of her cousins, assuming anyone could find Bella, would do the same. Kira liked the symmetry of it. Four cousins, four seasons, four chances to... Well, Kira didn't really know what her cousins might get out of their time here. She only knew that for her, it was time to come home. She couldn't go to any of the houses she'd grown up in because they'd changed hands so quickly, in line with her parents' roller coaster fortunes. And she certainly wouldn't use the word home to describe life with her parents. She'd spent as much time as she could with Grandma growing up, had left for college at 18, and had never slept under her parents' roof, assuming they even had a roof this week, again. Maybe it was better to say that Kira was ready to make her own home, at last. And this farmhouse was the closest thing she'd ever had. Kira tucked her hands in her jean pockets, glad she'd worn a warmer outer layer to ward off the chill as she started across the cold, muddy ground toward the front porch. She knew this walk, from the crunch of gravel beneath her feet to the creak of the gate and the picket fence that surrounded the house. She knew the uneven plank on the porch that caught at her bare feet every summer. She loved the enduring charm of every inch of the place, a little bit ramshackle and a little bit worn, but always welcoming. She found the key where it was always hidden under the mat. Grandma June had liked keys that looked like keys, and the one that opened the door looked like a proper antique. There was scroll work and a compass, and Kira liked the weight of it in her palm. She fit the key in the lock, jiggling it to get the door open. "Do not cry," she ordered herself as she opened the door to step inside. Because she was forced to confront the fact that no matter how perfect and welcoming the house looked to her, no matter how familiar it smelled as she stood in the hall, her grandmother wasn't going to be here. There was no scent of anything baking in the kitchen the way there had been every time she'd come to visit. There wasn't the light Grandma June had brought to the place, even when...